Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Mike Connors, the county controller, and he's here to talk about the Kenwood developers who owe the city and county millions of dollars. So, Mike, what's going on with that? Are they forthcoming and paying us back or what?
Well, I think there's going to wind up being a foreclosure effort made on the property, Cynthia. They're delinquent for 2 years of taxes. And as you know, the county reimburses the city and school district for their taxes. So the county taxpayers are out about $950,000 already. And that's not including this year either. So, I'm sure there'll be some action on that. It also appears that one of the mortgage holders moved in federal bankruptcy court in April to bring about a foreclosure on the property. And the corporation Kenwood Properties or Kenwood Commons, excuse me, Kenwood Commons filed a petition for a longer time to respond to the foreclosure procedure. So it's a very interesting piece of property. And I have a personal connection to the property. In 1958, 59, 60, I was an altar boy at Sacred Heart Church, but was also at School 20, going to school at Public School 20. And the Sisters of the Sacred Heart were the nuns that were helping out with religious instructions up at up in North Albany at Sacred Heart Church. So when the unfortunate circumstances occurred, the nun died. Two altar boys, and if you back then it was just altar boys. If you made 6:30 mass several weeks in a row as an altar boy, you get on the list. So you could go down, you get the money for a token on the 15 cents for a token to ride the United Traction Company bus down there, and somebody in a pickup truck would meet you at the bottom of the hill on South Pearl Street and drive you up to this really huge old religious institution, the convent up there, and you'd be the altar server for the funeral. And after the funeral, of course, you'd go in afterwards and you'd have your casket and surplus back on a hanger and ready to go back on the bus. But they'd have a little brown bag lunch for you, a 6.5 ounce bottle of Coke, and $2. So 1958, wow. You made $2. That was tremendous. But even better, you would be excused from school from as early as 9 o'clock in the morning, or even 8:30, all the way up until lunchtime. So it was just a wonderful occurrence. So I was down there probably for half a dozen or 10 funerals during that period of time. And, I became quite familiar with the property. It was also, as you know, a school for a long period of time with Kenwood Academy. And then there was a merger way back when with Doan Stewart and Kenwood Academy. Both facilities were losing money and losing students. So they combined the Episcopal Diocese and the Roman Catholic Diocese Women's School, and they had a school there, and it was then became Doan Stewart Academy, which has since moved across the river to the old Rensselaer High School. So this property, which is 75 acres, was sold by the Society of the Sacred Heart for about $3 million to the 451 Southern Boulevard LLC. The same day they sold that for $3 million, that corporation, that limited liability corporation, filed a deed showing they'd sold that property to Kenwood Commons LLC for $18 million for a nice tidy profit of $15 million. Another way to look at that is they paid $40,000 an acre, sold it to themselves or to a related company for $240,000 an acre. Now, there's not a lot of answers coming on that, but when this foreclosure does eventually take place on the mortgage, the county will be in line to collect the taxpayers' money that we advanced to the city of Albany and to the city of Albany School District. So it's a sad thing because it sounded like a tremendously ambitious project, and it was probably too big for the corporation or the individuals involved to handle. They might have gotten in over their heads. So there's been a lot of development in upscale apartments in the area, particularly in Albany County.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like there was the potential to do this property over. Now, whether they could do 2,100 units or not is another question entirely. They're also talking about a couple of hotels there as well and a number of other related facilities. So it's hopefully someone will come forward that has the resources that can develop that property, because it is a spectacular piece of property and it's absolutely gorgeous. The view it has of Rensselaer County and downtown Albany is just beautiful. It's tremendous.
So, you know, there's a lot of development going on in Albany, and a lot of it is like a lot of the buildings, the apartment buildings, they're upscale. Do you think that this area has the means to take care of all these people? In other words, are there jobs for these people? Where are these people going? Where are they getting their money from, with their salaries? Do they have enough money to keep up with all the expenses?
I don't know, because the demand may not equal the supply. I currently, as you know, I live in an apartment complex that's operated by someone who doesn't have the resources to maintain the property. It's in very tough shape as a result. So there is a concern is to the build-out rate for upscale apartments, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 a month in rent. Is the demand there to fill all these units? And that is a real question. On the other hand, if you were able to get Section 8 HUD housing agreements for that property, you certainly could fill the units up quite easily there. But as you know, there's been over 1,500 units opened up in downtown Albany in the last 4 or 5 years. There's a couple of mm-hmm. properties in Cahokia that have been going. There's another one going up in Green Island. So I don't know that there's going to be the demand for that many of units. So it will be interesting to see what actually happens to Kenwood Commons LLC.
I remember having conversations with our late friend Joe Sullivan about the proliferation of upscale apartment buildings that are being built, and he didn't think that there would be a demand for it, and eventually it would turn into Section 8 housing. The original concept is great, but when you turn around and it's not there, that's not good anymore, is it?
No, it isn't. It's interesting. God bless Joel Soul, well, great guy, hard worker, and, he certainly was a very interesting character, no doubt about it.
Right.
But, if you're 451 Southern Boulevard and that corporation, and you buy a property for $2 million and then sell it immediately for $18 million, you don't care if the thing falls through the ground or not, because you made your $15 million up front. You've done that. And then, they mortgage the property in addition to that, and that's that $5 million mortgage is being called in bankruptcy court. They've also stuck some of the vendors there. Work stopped there, so it's pretty interesting. One of the other ironies is that Kenwood Commons LLC is currently assessed for $18 million in the purchase price of the property. They want to sell the property for $25 million. It's listed for $24.9 million. But
mm-hmm.
also suing on their certiorari rights to have their taxes and have the assessment reduced to $1.8 million. So it's pretty hard for you to say, we think this property is worth $24 million. Or $24.9 million in one set of documents, and then say to the assessors, we really think the property is only worth $1.8 million. So, they might have a case based upon income basis, but it certainly does make for a very interesting juxtaposition of prices and requests for a reduction of taxes. So there's a lot going on there. My apologies for the phone. I think that there's going to be a lot more to this story, and hopefully they'll resolve it and get someone with the resources to develop that property, because it is a spectacular piece of property. It's on the bluff that overlooks the Normansville Creek, and you know, the Port of Albany, the Hudson River, which is spectacular there, and then of course Rensselaer County and the mountains beyond. So it's and then downtown Albany. I mean, it's just a beautiful piece of real estate.
And we're that old talking about,
say again?
We're talking about Kenwood properties right now. Is there any other real estate in Albany County in which the taxpayers are going to wind up being responsible for?
Yes, it happens every year. Something that people are not aware of, the county does, is we hold the cities, towns, and villages, all 19 of them, harmless for delinquent taxes. So when somebody, if it's a homeowner and it's 4 years, they'll get foreclosed upon. And if it's a commercial property, it's 2 or 3 years, I believe. And so the county, at the end of the year, gets a bill from the school district, the cities, towns, and villages, and we make them whole. Then the county takes title to that property in a foreclosure action. The county then puts that property up for sale and, you know, recoups on the sale of the property, in some cases more than is owed, in other cases much less than is owed. So it's a very interesting area, because recently, the last 4 or 5 years, I think the county's transferred almost 1,000 pieces of property to the land bank. So I don't know that the taxpayer is going to be protected on some of these properties as time goes on, but this is a problem that happens every year, and routinely the county will take this liability on at the end of the tax year, and then we'll process the properties and then sell the properties at auction, and of course recoup some or all, or in some cases more than it was owed in taxes. I know a piece of property that we pushed on when I was a legislator was a piece of property that was a tax title property up in Gilderland. It was in the pine bush. It was on a hillside, and we were able to recoup not only the $200,000 in taxes, but several other hundred thousands of dollars from the developers of the Crossgates Commons. And they were able to buy that 31 acres, use it for green space, and the county recouped more than we were owed in taxes. Meanwhile, on other properties, you know, some of these brownfield sites, the county never collects anything, either because they haven't been able to reclaim the property or to sell the property. So there's a real great opportunity for the county down the road to be a little more aggressive in how we pursue brownfield cleanups. But that's a whole other topic.
Okay, so. Maybe we could talk about that at another time. So basically, you're leaving office in a few months, I'm sorry. Would you say that the fiscal health of Albany County is very good, good, fair, not so good?
Well, I'd use the same language the rating agency used. Albany County is stable. I think that we can make a compelling argument for an upgrade, because I think we perform better than many of our peer counties do because of the economy. The local economy in Albany County is much stronger than it is, other than New York City and the Hudson Valley, much stronger than it is in North Country or anywhere west of us. So from that point of view, Albany County is much stronger than most of the upstate region. I think the challenges that we face are the increasing levels of poverty that government seems to be contributing to. We need to do something dramatically different in the future, and I hope the legislature and the executive and my successor will pursue that, because what we're doing now does not work. And you know, there are people out there who should be working, should have an opportunity to work, should be required to work, that you know, because of the system really have been made to be permanently poor. And I think we need to dramatically look at this whole system. And the way to do it is with small incremental attempts, demonstration projects. You know, can do something for 70 people, 35 people, 100 people. Try some different things to get a better outcome. For us to spend literally $2 billion of local taxpayers' money over the last 30 years and have 50% more poor people after we spent the $2 billion, that is not a successful operation in any method you might measure it with. So I think that there's some real challenges for us there. We've got to do that. I think the other problem that we face structurally is that so much of our revenue is dependent upon retail sales that we will be punished more severely than other counties as more and more sales migrate to the internet. As you know, a place like Crossgates, where Macy's was able to successfully challenge their tax levy because their sales had gone down. Well, you know, that affects you a couple of ways. The tax revenue goes down, but also there's fewer jobs coming out of a place like that that backs off. And I think that that's something we have to be careful of, and I think we have to work together to try and do a better job to meet that challenge. But, you know, after 24 years, I will say this, that it's been an honor and a privilege to serve, and I was shocked to find out from the county clerk that turns out I'm the longest tenured fiscal officer in Albany County since 1683. So,
wow.
It's ironic that I put a term limits bill in 1992, which never even got debated in committee, and now here I am, the longest chief fiscal officer of Albany County. So it's been an honor and privilege, and I really enjoy you and your show. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to contribute.
Thanks, Mike, and I'm sure that we're going to talk again before you leave office. So you have been listening to Mike Connors, the Albany County Comptroller. If you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Mike, good,
thank you.
Great talking to you, and we'll talk again. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you.